If you go to meetup.com on the internet, you'll find groups there that share interest in almost anything. Perhaps people who share your passion about a favorite author, a hobby, want to salsa dance, or maybe you just want to share recipes. Meetup.com provides a platform for people to host groups that share an interest and also that want to make plans to get together and do something, anything really. Jennifer Tedeschi from the marketing department at Blue Cross Blue Shield is offering to help people in the region start their own meetup group.
Our goal was to help make Tennessee a healthier place to live and work. And in looking at different social networking channels and trying to understand what would be a good fit with that, we looked at meetup.com, and we loved the idea that it is a platform that enables people to talk online and create ideas for activities offline that can benefit their health and wellness.
Danny Jenkins also works at Blue Cross and collaborated with Jennifer to determine the viability of meetup.com as a potential platform to help meet wellness goals.
I work in the HR technology department, and I had a personal fitness goal, and that started off by riding bicycles due to previous injury that didn't allow me to do things with impact sports, such as running. I reached out to our wellness manager, Ryan Piccarella, who put me in contact with Jennifer. I had two or three different people I rode bikes with on a consistent basis, and that group started to grow a little bit. Pretty soon I was sending out emails copying 5, 6, 7 people. From that point, when I got in touch with Jennifer, she started discussing the meetup.com site. When I presented to her what it is I was doing with my friends, then she said, hey, this fits perfect with Meetup. Would you mind being a pilot group for us and being the organizer for the scenic cycling? So I was happy to do so.
There is no cost to become a member of meetup.com, and there are many groups that you can join absolutely free of charge. There is a fee to host your own group on the meetup.com website.
So this is where we come in as Blue Cross as sponsors. When somebody will submit the meetup idea, we'll go ahead and get that group set up within Meetup. As sponsor, we pay for that activity fee within Meetup. Then people can go on and take over from there. Danny had the ability to go in, create his own environment or community, if you will. And we pretty much step back once we get that meetup group set up. It's a great way for Danny to go and organize all of those activities that he was earlier piecemealing together, different emails and trying to really spend a lot of time coordinating those activities through different channels.
People can find you if they have the same interests and just join your group. To me, that seems like the best part of it, because you don't have to go out and it's not just your friends anymore. It's other people with the same interest.
Absolutely. That's what Meetup's all about. And it's not a club or an organization where you have to pay fees. It's people who like to do what we do. The group has grown to over 60 members strong in just, 5 months, I believe. We've had over 30 Meetup events now. They range from a quick ride during lunch to a weekend trip to North Carolina where we camped out for the weekend. It's not just Blue Cross employees. It is people throughout the Chattanooga community. It's worked out perfect.
Now, organizing events and meetups is much easier for Danny, but as the group keeps growing, the need for other organizers grows along with it.
There are times where I set up the event. It's my idea. I'm looking for someone to ride with, and we'll set up a meeting place, and I'll do all that work. There's other times where on Meetup, they have ideas. People can post at any time, hey, here's an idea I'd like to go ride here on Saturday. Is anyone else interested? Sometimes those ideas turn into official meetups. Sometimes they don't turn into anything official, but yet those people are communicating on the website and Meetup on their own. You do have to be some type of organizer for this Meetup group in order to post an official ride. And I'm not the only one. I've reached out to someone else, Stacy Fisher, who has also organized a ride for us. But for now, it's really just anyone who wants to ride can post a comment saying, I would like to do this on this date and time. Is anyone else interested? And I'll usually turn that into an official meetup, even if I don't go. This isn't about me. It's about the entire community. So if someone will post an idea, I'm happy to turn it into an event.
Blue Cross wants to see the meetup community in this area grow and is willing to put their money into the project. People that want to share an interest with like-minded people in the community can submit their own meetup ideas to Blue Cross. This is not limited to employees of Blue Cross Blue Shield, but is open to everyone.
There's a fee to be a subscriber to Meetup and to use Meetup in the way of organizing groups. As sponsor, like we said, we've taken that on. We also promote the groups. For example, right now we're building a tab dedicated to Meetup within our Facebook page where people can go learn more. We're going to pull information right in from Danny's online group within Meetup We're looking at different activities that are coming up, as well as reviews of the group. So people can go to our Facebook page and get a glimpse into a featured group. The really great part of this is that they can go and fill in a quick form and submit it right there so that they can also have their meetup idea evaluated and get going.
Now, is Danny's group the only meetup group you have going right now?
It's not. He's done such an amazing job. It was our pilot group, and now we've moved out of pilot, and we're actively seeking other groups. We have a second group. It's the Nashville West End Runners. They're a fledgling group, 5 members strong, and they already have a meetup under their belt, and they do runs during lunch. I just got an email yesterday from Stephanie, who's organizing that group, and she's really excited about it. You know, every new member that she gets, she's getting more and more excited. We're seeing the results not only with Danny's successes, but also, too, we want to make sure that we continue to grow and evolve this as we get more meetups under our belt.
You can apply to have Blue Cross sponsor your own meetup group by finding Blue Cross on Facebook and then click the tab under Projects. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.